This is the Composer's Datebook for September 7th. I'm John Zeck. The Three Choirs Festival is one of England's most time-honored musical traditions. Established around 1715, it centered on the cathedral choirs of Gloucester, Worcester, and Hereford, and by the 1890s had become the place to go to hear the best new choral and orchestral works. For example, Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis was premiered there in 1910, and in the audience was an 18-year-old aspiring composer named Herbert Howells. Years later, Howells would relate how Vaughan Williams had sat next to him for the remainder of the concert and shared his score of Elgar's The Dream of Gerontius with him. Howells studied music with the organist of Gloucester Cathedral before heading off to London and the Royal College of Music. He also got married and had two children. In 1935, his 9-year-old son Michael contracted polio, and he died 3 days later. At the suggestion of his daughter, Ursula, the grief-stricken Howells began composing memorial works as private therapy, choral sketches he considered too painful to complete and too personal to have performed. But in 1950, Howells was asked for a new work to be premiered at the Three Choirs Festival, and at the urging of Ralph Vaughan Williams and others, who had seen Howells' private scores, one was finally completed for performance. Howells titled it Hymnus Paradisi, and led the premiere himself on September 7, 1950, one day after the 15th anniversary of his son's death. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.